It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Question is up, Curtis. What's more likely? Pats make the playoffs. Sox sign Soto. 100 votes in. Would you like to know who's winning?
Soto.
Soto, baby. 64%.
We could probably do the odds of this, right? I'm sure there's odds for the Patriots to make the playoffs, and there's odds about them signing Soto, too.
I think I did hear somebody cite like 1, 2% for the Patriots to make the postseason, 1.5, something like that.
No, I mean like...
Check on that, Joe.
Odds, just...
Yeah. That's like the Vegas odds.
Like what do you have to... What would you get?
Oh, like the payoff odds.
Right.
So can you bet on the Red Sox signing Soto?
Yeah, I think they were like fifth in the odds.
Well, I'm giving them 9%. That's just my sports brain.
Top five right now is Yankees, Mets, Dodgers, Blue Jays, Red Sox.
And what are the
Dodgers?
Odds?
How are the Dodgers in the mix? They are not...
Dodgers are plus 850.
What are the Red Sox?
Right.
Red Sox are plus 1400.
Okay.
So, yeah, my guess is that's probably better odds than the Patriots are making the playoffs.
So you agree? There's a chance.
Yeah. I mean, there's a chance a meteor hits us. It's 0.0000001, but, you know, I'm sure we'll be ready.
Let's say it happened. Just bear with me.
Let's say it doesn't. What do we talk about?
Well, that's easy. Then we talk about...
So you'll rip him?
No, I'll say...
Okay, good.
He wanted to play for the Mets. That was his choice.
That was his choice.
Yeah,
like Calvin Ridley's non-existent girlfriend.
He wanted to stay in New York with the Yankees. He had chemistry there. He and Judge got along. You know,
he never wanted to leave the Yankees.
Well, I'm saying I have an excuse made for whoever he goes to.
Oh, okay.
But if he comes here, what will you say?
I will say, wow, good to see. Great to see them back.
Very inspiring. So you'll say they're back.
Of course,
that changes everything.
$600 million on a free agent.
Because Devers did not prove it to anybody.
No, because they sign anybody, and he's 25. He's not. I mean, you're talking about a guy in Soto who is...
He's only 26.
I mean, Devers was here.
He was a homegrown guy.
You chose...
This is a mercenary.
They made the right decision. They chose Devers over Bogaerts.
Right.
We all agree.
Right. Most people would not have liked to have to make that choice, but yes.
Right. They put themselves in that bind, and they did pay him.
Yep. By the way, the Patriots' playoff odds are at 2%.
2%, there you go. So it's Soto. Soto much more likely.
I don't know what percent. I don't know. I can't. Those two don't equate. I have to know, like, what are their odds? Like, 10,000?
Plus what? If you bet on the Patriots to make the playoff. Yeah. If you bet $100, what do you get back, Joe? Go find that. But either way, it's Soto, and
anybody in the car has a clue what we're talking about.
None. That's the show. Okay. That's the show every Saturday. In the meantime, let's go to Kevin and Quincy. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, I love Soto. Right, he's an awesome ball player, but he is also a left-handed batter. Putting him in that lineup with Duran, Abreu, Devers, you're looking at four or five lefties every single night. I just think for that ballpark, is that what you really want? I mean, I don't know.
I think you can move around those other guys and figure it out. You could trade Abreu.
They trade Abreu. They trade him for Garrett Crochet or one of these guys.
Crochet sounds great.
Don't you like the Crochet? You're a knitting guy.
I don't know what that is. There's a restaurant in the Seaport called Croquette. I don't know if they'd be similar. But
And you trade Cassis because they're not going to pay him then. You have a lefty slugger in your lineup. 40 home run guy in the lineup. 55 double guy, wall ball guy in the lineup.
He doesn't fit in the lineup. Believe me, you can make him fit. They can figure it out.
Yes, it's Juan effing Soto. Right. He's an 8-WAR player coming off last year.
I thought you were a pacifist.
And delivered in the postseason. Right?
He
proven,
sure did.
World Series champion.
He was not a World Series champion.
Yeah, he was with the Nets.
Oh, well, we're talking about last year.
Not last year, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. I mean, if you get the Nats to a championship, anything is possible.
Right.
Patriots odds to make the playoffs on DraftKings plus 3,000.
There you go. So twice as good odds.
Twice as likely.
Woof.
For Soto.
Give me the jersey. Let's go. City
was,
Connect
did
Soto.
Did you know he was an Ortiz fan?
I don't. Is he from Southie?
He's from Southie.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
He was right next to Coyle.
Did you see that story about the Spirit Airline getting shot at in the Dominican?
Oh, God. That's scary.
Wild.
Let's go to Steve in Fall River. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. I'm good. I'm very good. I hope everybody's doing good.
Thank you.
I know you brought up McVay's record coming east, but literally that's about the only thing, taking that record and putting it aside, the only thing you could say about this game positively for the Patriots is because a West Coast team is traveling east. I agree with what you guys said, a disappointing loss, getting run out of the building isn't going to do anybody any good, but no matter what happens this week, I assure you, if Tua is playing next week in Miami, they will lose, and they're going to lose big. It doesn't mean Drake May can't continue to progress. I'm not going to start telling you to trade this, fire this coach, fire that coach, all this other baloney. But, you know, we have this week-to-week litmus test. This Tyquan Thornton got cut.
Yeah.
Put another nail in Bill Belichick's resume. Who in the hell is going to hand over a $5 billion operation to this guy? And his girlfriend, folks, I'm sorry to tell you, the guy's got a screw loose. I mean, there's nothing else to say. You're going to let – this guy's unstable. No, you can hang up on me or whatever.
I'm not
– He's got a screw loose.
Jeez, okay. I was just going to offer
I mean, you
got
to take that into account. Who wants Steve?
For the love of God, do you want to just talk for 2 minutes straight?
We called.
Steve, who owns
the... I like
the,
doing it, but go ahead.
Who owns the Cowboys?
Jerry Jones.
Do you think he has
a... He can have a love triangle with his wife.
Do you think he has a screw loose?
He has several screw looses,
okay,
but you know
there
what?
You go.
Why didn't he take him last year? Why didn't he take him last year?
Because he's cheap, like all the other owners. He didn't want to pay McCarthy to do nothing. That's why.
Nah, that's wishful thinking.
It's an accurate depiction of what went on.
No, there's other people.
He did the same thing with Garrett. He doesn't like to pay coaches not to be there.
Don't you guys think, though, that the Rams and McVay, Bill's unmasking, undressing of the Rams was his last great act? You got to give him credit for that, right? That was an impressive Belichick
performance. He had Brady with him, and when you have Brady with you, the other team does stupid things. Look at the Seattle Seahawks. Because the Patriots had Tom Brady, they had to get a little too cute down there instead of just handing the ball off. There's pressure when you have Brady.
Come on.
Nobody takes a backseat to my obsession and love and adoration for Tom Brady. But I cannot say that he's why they passed from the 1 yard line. That's idiotic.
God. This is derangement syndrome.
That was idiotic. There was no excuse for it. But don't think Brady that having Brady on
this?
The other side, it's not you.
If anything, you run the ball to make sure he has no time left.
Play. You have to make the perfect play.
No, they just had to gain a yard.
You have to outthink yourself. I'm telling you what I think. Could have been. You have to. Does Brady or Mahomes make you have to do everything exactly perfect?
Okay, all right. That is worse than your Belichick derangement.
They had first and goal at the 5. Marshawn Lynch runs for 4 yards. Unbelievable play by Dont'a Hightower with one shoulder gets him down at the 1 yard line. If Brady is playing a role in it, then you bleed the clock and run the ball, and then go. You know what I'm talking about?
But how did Brady play a role in 13-3? That's what, in terms of the Rams' offense.
No, that was
throwing
Brady
up
had
on themselves.
A rough game. He threw an early pick in that game. That was maybe his worst Super Bowl game.
Jared Goff, 19-38 in that game. No touchdowns, one pick.
I mean, that's also you beat Jared Goff, not exactly Joe Montana.
Hey, he might win this year.
At that point, he was not the. I think the Lions win it all.
Really?
Yeah, they're just good. It's their year.
It feels like it, definitely in the NFC.
I mean, how that perfect. One loss Lions team Chiefs. Against an undefeated Chiefs team in the
They're
going to
be the new America's team. Everyone will root for them.
Right. Even Shime loves Applebee's.
Don't tempt him with food. He's coming in here at noon. And the ground round is reopening. He's already been
tested. Have you ever been to the ground round?
I never have been.
Oh, God. America or Boston.
Did we figure out whether you can still throw the shells on the floor?
No shells, just popcorn.
Oh, popcorn. 617-779-7927.
People with corn allergies just get screwed.
It's tough for me, though, now. I'm getting invited to these Greg Hill events like the Ernie Bach Wine, Watches, and Wheels this week. And it's high, fine dining. So I'm getting, I'm in a new world for me. Right. So now to go back to,
Just think about the Italian spot we went after your dad's funeral.
Oh, jeez. Well, then take a shot. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on Soto on the Pats making the postseason. Where is Belichick going?
Maya was so tiny. That is why. She's in here painting. I love the WEEI painting on your door.
Thank you. Yeah, she wanted to do a rework on that.
I saw her drawing of me. It was not flattering. I didn't know what that was.
She'll be the PD here within the year.
Hopefully.
Can't get worse. It's the current production. All right, let's get to Joe and what's trending. We'll have Shime coming in at...
We're teasing Shime now. Holy cow.
Well, with Fitzy, I want to promote what's going on today. And we have Tennessee-Georgia, which looked like a bigger game a couple weeks ago than it is now, but it is still a big game. That's going to be on our air tonight at 7. And you said BC's actually on prime time today.
3:30 on ESPN. I don't think they win, but look out. Bill O'Brien, national TV, Gadget plays.
They're big underdogs, right?
Yeah, 18-point dogs.
But Grayson James, maybe he's unleashed. Maybe he's got confidence now. They're rallying around him.
Where is SMU in Dallas?
Yeah, outskirts of Dallas. Is that right? I believe that's
it. Is that the only school that ever had the death penalty?
Penn State was close.
No, believe me. Do they like James Franklin? I feel like he's like gotten close a bunch of times.
Penn State, it's in the... If you're within the Penn State region, it's drink the Kool-Aid, so whoever's in. But
so they're not... Like, Ohio State, I feel like, is always ready to fire the coach.
I don't know. I think Penn State is just... It's eerie there. I never felt comfortable.
Now that we're here, you and I agreed that we wanted a bigger playoff. Do you like it? Hate it?
I love it. And I'm in high-level negotiations with ESPN. We're going to have the games every first-round, quarterfinal, semifinal, national title game on ESPN.
And those are in December.
Well, they start in mid-December. 20th, 21st, I think, is the first round. Then quarters are like Christmas time.
Oh, so it goes championship
weekend. Semifinals are New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
So it goes championship weekend, Army, Navy,
yep.
And then the playoffs.
Yep.
I like it.
So it's like 4 weeks in a row. I don't know how many, like the first round games, maybe people won't tune in, but I think then again, maybe they will.
Nationally, they will. I mean, college football ratings is through the roof.
No, it's great. I love it.
Awesome.
Here are the details on today's games, and Ken and Curtis continues. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Studied or taken away from Sean's success as a fellow young head coach in this league, and what have you noticed about the program?
You can see his evolution. You know, I've been a fan for a long time from afar. The evolution of, you know, it started out, let's spend all this money in free agency, let's make a run for it, to now looking at they actually have some draft picks now, so that they develop these guys and go out there and play. So he's one of those guys, going back to the mental agility or being able to change, I think he's one of those guys.
Gerard Mayo, young coach, talking about still a young coach, Sean McVay, developing, coming into his own, coming in tomorrow. Curtis and I both skeptical the Patriots will win. But if they do.
Beautiful day. Beautiful day at Gillette Stadium tomorrow.
Beautiful weekend, God.
50s.
My in-laws are in town. They got a place. They got an Airbnb up on Plum Island. We were up there last night. Beautiful full moon out.
I don't know where's Plum Island. I don't know if
Newburyport. Up on the coast. Really nice weekend. So enjoy it as you're driving around today. Hope you tune in EEI.
You're just going to be gambling on college football, hanging out in Brookline.
No, I'm going up to join him.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Overnight at Plum Island with the fan the Canadians are in. So,
very exciting. We've already had Canadian Thanksgiving, I presume.
Uh-huh, that was early. October.
There's a couple good restaurants in Newburyport you should go check out.
We have one tonight. Never been to, but yep, booked somewhere down there. So
exciting.
Be on the lookout for me.
And there's there's a great bread shop, When Pigs Fly, right there.
I love it, right on the water there. The water is
beautiful.
Is it the Merrimack comes right through there?
I think it's the Thames.
Okay.
We've talked earlier about the Van Pelt thing. And
yeah. This has bothered you about Kraft. Every week you're kind of miffed about something. This is the thing this week.
Well, it's this thing that happens.
And you believe Breer's report.
Yes. Breer says that they were calling around about how to handle a young quarterback, which if your boss was calling around to see how to handle Greg Hill, you would feel like, hey, you know, why don't you talk to me first or what's going on? And it's not that this is some like horrible thing. I just find it to be Robert Kraft is dead set on doing everything except the one thing he knows will help him win again and get into the Canton, Ohio Pro Football Hall of Fame.
He's on the list this year, right? He's on the semifinal list again.
It's just being good. It's winning. It's not what you say or how you're perceived. Jerry Jones is a derelict. He's a complete and total sleazeball. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Well, that's what's galling him.
But I get it. But not being more inclusive or more out. Like,
do you think they called Hall of Fame voters to ask how to handle young quarterbacks?
I'm sure. It's like back in the day when they did the Dennis and Callahan. They listeners just like the interviews. There was a whole study back with, I don't know when it was, like 2000 something. Either way, it's back when radio companies could afford to do studies. I feel like this is the latest and greatest example of Robert Kraft caring about his legacy over the team's, not understanding that they are inextricably linked. And that this is the success or failure of Drake May will be predicated upon their ability to draft and Robert Kraft's ability to spend where the team needs it to get better quick. Then they drafted Mac Jones in the first round of the 2020 NFL draft. They spent $250 million.
And Hunter Henry, by the way, the one hit from that is still here and is your best receiver and is helping you.
And so this stuff about how to hit, first of all, it's kind of like getting a book like Owning for Dummies. Like, I don't know, you get a good coach, surround him with talent. Like,
but if they're asking around for quarterback coaches or quarterback whisperers or assistant coaches that can help a quarterback develop, that's smart. Like, even if Van Pelt is the guy, they should get somebody beside McAdoo in the wings that's intelligent and smart and can work with Drake May and his fundamentals, right?
Then you're a real schmuck.
No, I think that's smart.
But if you look at it just from the other end, instead of saying how do you make them successful,
yeah,
what do you do as an owner that will lead them more likely to fail is multiple offensive coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
And it is dysfunction in the front office.
And this is kind of dysfunctional to be just throwing out. I don't know where this came from. Like you say, maybe it did come from Van Pelt. Who knows? But if it happened, if he's actually making calls behind his coordinator's back in a way, that leads to drama, which is not productive.
But it also, once again, puts a light to the lie that the organization was perpetuating all fall, which is that there was ever a plan. There was never a plan. It was all used almost as a pejorative by Gerard Mayo when discussing the plan, that we have a plan. The plan was, let's see how good this offensive line can be. Let's let Jacoby Brissett take the bumps until the offensive line looks ready to be able to protect the most valuable asset. That's what it was. But to think that there was a plan all along, Robert Kraft would have jumped in. Like, and then the notion that you're waiting until the season to call around to ask about what to do with a young quarterback. I mean, Robert, you had Bledsoe. He was successful. You had Brady. He was successful. You had Mac. You failed. So you would have more institutional knowledge than almost anybody else.
Well, that's what I mean. The whole report is curious. The timing of it's curious, coming off a win.
And I wonder if the way it was reported regarding the fact that how do we support him best, I wonder if it was, are we effing him up? And that's what he was concerned about.
Can we hear the report again? Because I want to, was there more here that we're missing? Is it more or less? Here's what Breer said.
Maso Manos.
But they have done some research over the last few weeks on how to handle a young quarterback. And, you know, obviously they failed with Mac Jones from 2021 through 2023. So the Crafts have, you know, asked people and done their homework on how the right way to handle a young quarterback is and how they're going to do that going forward.
I mean, they screwed up Mac. I largely blame Bill. I mean, maybe Mac's not good.
But the last couple weeks is just so bizarre.
So you just
realized you had a young quarterback?
Right.
Why wouldn't you? When was the draft? May? Early May? Late April?
April.
So like April 26th. Mm-hmm. So May, June, July, August.
No calls.
You have 4 to 5 months.
Yeah, now they're like, hey, we're winning games. We got our call.
Oh, we got this 22-year-old under center. I don't know what to do with him.
Call Bruce Arians.
Like, I would hope they did a pretty big background check on the kid. Like, you're putting your whole franchise behind him.
Very strange.
Bizarre.
Let's go to Danny from Quincy. Good morning, Danny.
I just want to know, if Dallas keeps losing, is the NFL going to keep sticking them down our throats every week on TV? I just can't stand watching that team. I hate them.
Oh, it was so bad.
I just can't stand it. Every week they're on TV. It drives me up a freaking wall. Am I the only one that thinks that or not?
No, Danny, I was actually thinking that exact thing last week because they kept showing George Bush in the suite and they were like waxing. I was like, God in heaven, this game sucks.
Well, didn't Jones vacate the seat when they put the camera up there?
I didn't see that.
It was an empty chair.
Oh, really? Where was he?
Yeah, he was gone.
It was like the Clint Eastwood thing at the convention.
Exactly. That's the first thing I thought of was Clint Eastwood.
Holy cow,
that's
scary.
They put the camera on the booth and he wasn't there.
Do you like palm trees too, Curtis?
I mean, you know what? I got to tell you.
How about reggae?
I hate Tom Brady.
Oh, okay. All right, there you go. Same person. Go ahead, Danny. What's on your mind today?
Great to see you, and thank you for passing along the Battle of the Bulge hat, I think it was, or what was it for Joe Landry?
Yeah.
Very kind. I don't know if you heard it. Was it his son? I don't know. A gentleman called into the Greg Hill Show and wanted me to thank you for what you brought, Joe.
I must have missed that call, man. When was that?
I think it was Thursday or Friday. I'm not positive.
All right. I appreciate that. Yeah, no, it's the least I could have done for the guy. I made it in a pinch on Amazon. I had a rush to live it to my house. I got it just in time. Oh. And anyway.
It was very thoughtful, and the gentleman, Joe and his family were very, very appreciative.
Thank you. I least I could do for the guy. That was a great day. Again, I thank Greg and everything for that. That's pretty good. That was good.
Where's Belichick ending up, Danny? You got a hunch?
What's the hot take?
I told you he's not going to coach again.
What?
I've said that a million times. Let me ask you. Do you think the modern day NFL players today is going to be receptive to his style of coaching?
He's a changed man now. Look at him. He's a media guy.
I don't know if you know this, Danny, but he's connecting with the young generation.
He went on the Rogan podcast.
I understand that, but once he gets behind on the sidelines and in charge of a football, I don't think he can change
his
stripes.
Did you see that Halloween photo shoot in Nantucket? I mean, I'm not kidding. He's a fisherman with a hook in his mouth. My God. I mean,
God bless him if he can get, you know, smoke him if you got
he's
him.
He's on
you
Blue
know
Sky
I mean?
Now, too.
Right. He's just, yeah, he's actually on OnlyFans.
No, the other thing on Kansas City, it's funny, this script, their script is sort of flipped because early on their winning was predicated on offense. If you held them to 30 points, you were doing good. Now, with Spagnuolo in place and that defense, Mahomes doesn't have to be great. All he has to do is make a play here and there. He can throw 3 picks in a game, and Spagnuolo will just keep giving them the ball back. And you know, it's kind of he's getting up there as far as one of the best defensive coordinators in the history of football, right up there with Belichick.
Will he get a head coaching job?
I don't think he would.
Would Spagnuolo get hired?
I won't speak for Danny. If I were him, I would stay with the Chiefs. You're going to be in the running. You've already failed with the Rams. I don't know how old he is. He must be in his 60s. I mean, obviously, if somebody comes and offers him 10 to 15 million.
Money as well.
Yeah, he's a defensive.
64.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but he did get hired as a head coach. Wasn't he with St. Louis?
Yeah, the Rams. Yeah. But
I just said that.
His lane is defensive coordinator. I was mad at the Patriots for not hiring him when he left the Giants after they beat the Patriots. He designed one of the best defensive game plans in the history of the NFL, along with Belichick, with the Rams, against the Patriots. The guy's a Hall of Fame coach.
But I will say,
like
Brady
said,
did beat him.
Last week, 16.
Brady did beat him in Super Bowl 55.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was the game they played Kansas City. That's, oh yeah, they killed him. Anyway,
but Danny, players love Bill now. Players all they're
no, they say yes. It because it makes them look good when they're actually playing for him.
I don't know.
Did you read the Herald story last year?
Players were coming here to sign with Bill and play with Bill. Who? Based on his reputation, even after Brady left.
Who?
They would get veteran guys that come in.
Who?
James Harrison.
Yeah, that was when Brady was here.
All right, I'll have to go back and look. But they had several veterans over the years come in here to play with Bill.
I mean, that dried up when the winning stopped. I mean, I don't think that's... Danny, I disagree. I think there's not a shot in hell that he gives up this close to Shula. I think if I'm as a fan of what I want Bill back in the NFL, it's good for business. I am rooting my ass off against the Philadelphia Eagles because that local ownership group from this area, from Jeffrey Lurie, is from Brookline or Chestnut Hill, and that is a ready-made team that could win a championship, and I think Belichick gets out of the AFC, goes to the NFC, and goes to the Eagles.
If he goes nowhere, Danny, that's an embarrassment. God, that is a mark on his resume. If he doesn't get hired anywhere and just falls short of the record, that he cannot have that.
It doesn't look right now. It doesn't look like he cares about it. You know what I mean? But anyway, hey, Curtis, I heard the tail end of you. Were you talking about Manny Ramirez when he got signed? It just hit me. That was one of the best free agent signings in the history of baseball.
Absolutely.
Every inning, every dollar spent, he earned it, and he never slacked off. And I'll tell you, though,
he didn't slack off, but it was part of the charm.
Well, Soto's a workhorse too. See, maybe a similar vibe. He comes in and he's an everyday player type of guy.
Who's that? Soto.
Soto, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The Red Sox are great at kicking tires. Just to keep people's interest, and then they are. And lately, they just keep saying, "Never mind. We're fine." But, yeah, Manny Ramirez. But I'll tell you, the media wasn't happy with that signing, Curtis, back in the day.
They weren't? They
were at war. Glenn Ordway, they hated Duquette so much.
I don't know. I was 13. Maybe I remember it differently. But yeah, no, I remember fans were jacked and pumped.
The media was at war with Duquette. They hated him. Then they said Duquette signed him because he lost Clemens, and he alienated Clemens. And I was so glad to see Clemens go back. Those days were the best. We don't have him anymore, unfortunately. You know. Anyway,
well, enjoy your weekend, Dan.
Take care.
We always appreciate.
And by the way, don't get sucked in with the 9 sacks last week. That they were all coverage sacks, every one of them. The quarterback.
Well, that's good though that you're covering.
Sacks.
They can cover. What's they can't. That? They can't rush, but they can cover. Yes.
No, the secondary's been playing well, but the line can't rush the quarterback pre-first read if the life depended upon it. It was just camouflage. 9 sacks. Yeah, all coverage.
Now you're right about that. But Unique Ngakoue starts tomorrow.
I am fascinated by the Bill future. I
can't believe Danny thinks he's done.
But I will say,
is that a defense mechanism?
Yeah, he doesn't want him to fail on his own because would that be ugly by me? But I will say this: I always get it wrong. Is it the Chiron or the thing on the screen?
It's Cryon.
Cryon. I always mispronounce it. The subtitle or the
Oh, you're right. Chiron. It is
Chiron. Nadir. It's
text-based graphic on the bottom of the TV.
It says 8-time Super Bowl champion. So maybe Bill says to himself, "I already have 8. Brady's got 7. I win." You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like that could be. I just don't get the amount of. I mean, doing the from where I sit, the entirety of the Belichick persona is a means to an end, that he's doing this
yes.
so that people see him in a different light and he gets another opportunity.
But he's putting the work in, to his credit. He's not just sitting on the sideline. He's staying relevant to ensure that when he comes back, he is perceived as a guy who's still relevant by current modern players.
Right, and it's worked for, you know, all of them. I will say this, Bill Cowher, obviously not in the same stratosphere, but most people believed that
Thought
when he went to
un-retire.
CBS, he was going to unretire.
Yeah.
And he never did.
He never did. He was Dunsky.
But I just because of the whole, I mean, if the Dynasty series alone would make me want to go back and coach.
Oh, yeah. He's got some scores to settle.
I mean, is there anybody who is more competitive and keeps tabs of others more than Bill Belichick?
Will he bring Brian and Steven with him?
Oof, well, I don't know. Those Huskies defense.
they're thriving this year. What are they ranked? 3-4?
I don't know. Remember when Wiggy argued me that he said Steve Belichick would be a head coach in the NFL?
Will Wiggy apply for a job with Bill at the new
definitely.
Place?
Definitely. That's like when I think I could pass this out now. It's like when Baker joined the NCAA. Wiggy's like, I need his email.
All right. It is your Kenny Curtis show.
Which I respect. Wiggy's a hard worker.
Do you think we need live stream on the weekend? Do you think we need Kenny Curtis on Twitch, on YouTube?
You know what? I don't feel bad enough about myself. I think people live talking about these two bald-headed freaks is exactly what the world needs.
I mean, we're doing the Six Rings postgame now on Twitch, if you missed that. So Andy and Fitzy, when they're on Sunday after the game, Twitch audience.
How's the audience for that?
I think people are just finding it. It's new. It's a new endeavor. People don't know they're on, so it's good to advertise it now. But we might do it. We might expand a little bit to that.
Stuff at the game, we should put that on there.
Mm. Yeah, we should. And then we got coming up the Jingle All the Way 5K. You and I are going to be out on the road in December down in the Seaport. So that's a live event. You know, those type of events will be a good visual. You want to see Greg crossing the finish line, so it'd be good to be down there for that.
Yeah, so we should probably be there about a month later.
I don't know. He's ceased in training now, isn't he?
Really? I saw him last night at the Encore. He was training hard.
he was training up.
Do you think people actually watched that fight thinking it was on the level? Like, how
people watched it,
though.
People were pissed at the buffering. And I guess it's just a nostalgia thing.
Was Michael Buffer there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't play it. I had zero interest in that. I don't watch the wrestling. Even as a kid, I didn't watch wrestling.
I mean,
get it.
I remember Tyson in the 80s, so it's like part of my youth. And, of course, I played Tyson's Punch-Out. So I wanted to see it.
Tyson's Punch-Out was the greatest.
It was the greatest ever.
Would you say of your lifetime, the most shocking moment was biting Evander Holyfield?
That's what I mean. Like, and that was so shocking in the other way. It was like a hero has fallen. It was disgusting. It was just,
I want to eat his children.
Yeah. I didn't want to watch Tyson again after that. No. And then last night it was just sad. Oh, like, what has happened?
What a shocking moment.
Why are we trotting
was?
Him out there?
I do remember Peter McNeely. Peter, is it the Hurricane McNeely? He's from Medfield.
Is he?
He was the first fight of Tyson out of jail. That was a huge thing around here. I wonder what Pete McNeely is today. I had the notion that you thought a 60-year-old Tyson and this Jake Long, Paul, whatever. I have no idea.
Jake Paul.
These people. It's like, I just
well, he
don't
didn't come
get
on
it.
The scene until.
I also don't get the UFC MMA stuff. Like,
UMA.
I have no interest in watching people kickbox.
You want to watch John Jones tonight?
Why do you want to watch somebody kick someone else?
It's not just kickboxing. It's
I have no interest
martial
in
arts.
It. Like, I see these things where Rogan's like, oh my God. It's like, okay. I
got
you
Hoist
think
Gracie
Tom Brady though. Doesn't like it because it's like jujitsu?
Oh, jeez. Wow. God, what a shot. It's your idol.
I mean, it's true.
Do you think he's actually good on the broadcast? Like, do you listen and you're like, he's doing a good job?
Yeah, I think he's... I don't listen to the delivery as much or the cadence as much as that this is a guy that knows better than anybody else what to say, what to do.
You see, last night he was at the Knicks game and...
Was he?
...threw out a signed football to the crowd.
Wow.
First time in my life that I've seen him with glasses on. He was wearing glasses.
Yeah,
he's a rattled guy right now.
Yeah, his
for
whole,
obvious reasons.
I just feel bad that he's got like all that work. I mean, I have
Bill's
to
doing better than he is. Edge Bill, year one post
Ken,
Patriots.
Can we go back
Bill
and
one,
play?
Brady zero.
Can we read the story where you said Tom made a mistake going to Tampa?
Well,
after
he did. His life has crumbled since. Should have stayed here. Would have been loved in New England.
Yeah, Bill's life's doing well.
He would be owning the team right now. Why he's not a part owner of this team is beyond me.
Ken, there has never been a debate that anybody has lost more handily than yours. Like, literally.
It's not over.
It is.
Belichick's going to come back and win, and then I will win the bet.
So Belichick will come back and win a Super Bowl.
Yep. Dallas. Jerry and Bill going out together into the sunset.
What if he interviews and doesn't get a gig? Oh, my God.
Then you win. I will say that. If Bill does not get a job next year, you win. I will do something. I will pay for a big dinner at your steakhouse of choice.
I love it. We'll go to the ground round.
Okay, we'll go to the ground round. Crossover with Fitzy Shime. One of them, maybe none of them, maybe both, next. Home stretch of the Kenny Curtis program. We've got some breaking news with Christian Barmore as well, Joe B. Fill me in.
I will gladly tell you that he is back. According to Rap Sheet, Christian Barmore activated off the NFI
Whoa,
list.
Oh, there we go.
And he is expected to play tomorrow against the Rams.
Playoff push. Courtney Cox right again.
All right. Did the playoff odds go up? Check that, please. From 1.5, 2%. Could be on the rise. So that's big. So you got Ngakoue is going to play tomorrow? And Barmore in the lineup.
Barmore and Ngakoue, basically the what they call Reggie White, the Minister of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new one.
And you had Tavai had a baby last week. No, he's
Tony Bass said he wanted Reggie White to do the pregame speech at Super Bowl 52. Oh, that was funny. Anyway,
and Tyquan Thornton was cut today, so you're down to six receivers. They are developing a core right in front of our eyes. The Drake May core is forming.
I got to tell you, it's a new era. The Grayson James era begins with an upset win in Dallas, and the Barmore return and the Gerard Mayo defense finally gets activated.
And the Bruins have called up, who they called? Kepi today. So there we go.
A win tomorrow, though, does kind of reshape the season in a way. I mean, you then have...
totally.
Even if you go 1-1 with the Dolphins and the Colts, you're at 5-8, which is far better than you thought this team was going to be.
Scheim will be on from noon to 3 today, and he's joining us for the crossover. He'll be on with Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Scheim is very much caught up in the Drake May phenomena and is taking shots at Belichick for the Tyquan Thornton draft. Hello, Scheim.
Hi, Ken and Curtis. What's up, guys?
Scheimer, you would know this. I haven't prepped you for this, so maybe we don't know it off the top of our head, but if I remember correctly, Vegas was inundated with people taking the Patriots under their 4.5 win total. Is that right? It was like one of the most popular ones?
Yes, that's correct.
So Vegas stands to gain from a 5-win Patriots season. Another thing to put in their cap here. Maybe they get a call or two.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's the case. I think the Patriots are absolutely live on Sunday against this Rams team. This team has been very hit or miss a little bit here. So I'm excited to kind of see what they got going Sunday. Drake May, I think, is bound to have a big day. Maybe even a push for rookie offensive player of the year.
So bound to have a big day. Now, the Rams front is pretty good. You're not worried about the Rams front compared to what Chicago had last week?
So they're definitely better, but I think their secondary is gettable in a way that's going to be good for Drake, right? Like allowing him to get out of the pocket, scramble, be mobile is going to be big for him. I think this could be much more of a Tennessee-type game where he's running around quite a bit than what he was last week against Chicago. He was able to kind of just sit in the pocket and do his thing. So I expect a decent amount of rush yards on top of being able to throw down the field for Drake.
All right, now where do you have May? Because you're like insane with Drake May, love and admiration.
I am. That's correct.
Where do you have you ranked all starting quarterbacks in the league recently? Like, where do you have May? How high is he on your list?
May would probably be.
Is he
right...
Wiggy or?
No, Wiggy. I'm not Wiggy right now. I am. I'm probably right in the mid, probably between like 15 to 20 in there. I don't
15
have
15 already.
Not quite. Probably not that high, but somewhere in that. Like tier, I would say, is right just below the average, but right around the average is kind of where I'm at. I think there's a lot of bad quarterbacks in football right now.
I don't know how you see how different the team looks with Drake May and don't have him. I don't know whether
he's... Okay, let me give you a couple. Would you guys put him ahead of? Obviously, Rodgers, we're putting him ahead of right now, right?
Yes.
Yes.
How about Herbert?
No.
No. Absolutely not. Herbert's like a top 7 quarterback.
Stroud?
No.
No, Stroud still earns that.
Russell Wilson?
Yes.
Ahead of Russell?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Russell's just in a great spot on a team that's kicking ass right
Ken,
now. I don't think he's that good.
If you gave Tomlin the choice of having Drake May for the rest of the season or Russell Wilson, he would take Drake May.
He's pump the brakes here a little bit. The guy, what did they score?
Pump the brakes?
19
what has Russell
last
Wilson
week?
Done the last 2 years?
Did you see that teardrop to Mike Williams to seal the deal? I mean, that was a big league throw.
That's the only thing Russell Wilson could do is boot right and throw to his tight end or throw it down the field.
Well, I'll take that skill.
Steelers country. Let's ride.
Derek Carr.
Yes, absolutely over Derek Carr.
What are you talking about? I would take you over Derek Carr.
Sam Darnold.
Absolutely.
Yes. Geno Smith.
Yes.
Yes.
Love, Green Bay.
No.
No.
Stafford.
No.
No.
Kirk Cousins.
No.
Okay, so now we're reaching the pier where he is. So you do have him about 15th.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I feel like 15 to 20 is right in the perfect range for Drake May.
Like,
right
Ken,
now.
Would you say, who would you take, Kirk Cousins or Russell Wilson the rest of the way?
Kirk Cousins. For this year, to win a game this year, I'd take Cousins.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, Russell Wilson is not in that. He's just, I have no idea what he is. And Scheim's right. He's always been able to do that, like, drop it in the bucket type pass on the move. But as an actual quarterback in the NFL, he has not been good for a while.
Well, that's kind of why I was so, not so down, but down a little bit on Jaden Daniels entering the season, because I thought that was all he could do was what Russell did. But Jaden has proved he can throw over the middle of the field, unlike Russell Wilson.
And by the way, I got some pushback from a big Dan Quinn defender online last week, but is it surprising to anyone? Do you know what the play that nobody ever talks about? It's all about the Butler interception, rightfully so.
Yep.
But the Patriots got the ball at the 1-yard line, inside the 1-yard line, because after the pick, Butler was so crazy, he just ran out and then landed on the ground and everybody covered him. The Patriots couldn't take a knee because of where the ball was. So they did a hard snap, and Dan Quinn's dumbass defense with the Seahawks had Michael Bennett, or Mark, which name that Bennett, jump off sides. That sealed the win.
Curtis, that happened this year already. That happened in the Steelers game. They're down by one. They have a chance to get the ball back. It's fourth and one. Tomlin trots them out there like they're going to go for it. They were never going to go for it. Hard count right away. Rookie jumps off sides.
Exactly. And game did over. You know I have video of Mike Tomlin last week yelling, "Don't snap the ball on camera," as they're going on the field. And this guy's defense, I don't know what it is. Some people can wear a backwards cap. Dan Quinn looks like a loser in gym class.
What's your, Curtis, what's your play of the day?
Okay, I got Virginia. I think Notre Dame wins, but Virginia at South Bend, I think they're 20-point dogs. I like Virginia to keep it under 20.
Now, Costos didn't like this bet.
No, because he was like, Virginia's going to look past Notre Dame.
Trap game, something like that?
There's no such thing as a trap game. When you play at Notre Dame, it's the biggest
game. Isn't Notre Dame ranked? Like, how is that a trap game?
Well, Costos is smell. And I like NFL tomorrow. The Lions giving 14 points to the Jaguars.
I think the points over Mac.
Oh, yeah, lock that
Mac's going to get hot. Don't sleep on Mac.
I actually did sleep on Mac for about 2 years. Ooh, BC. Oh, no, I thought they were taking BC. Let's see where they go. They're doing the picks right now.
Nobody's picking BC.
Come on, Pat
McAfee.
To beat
SMU? What's your play of the day, Sean? You got a college play or are you strictly NFL?
I am strictly NFL. I'm leaving all of the college picks to Curtis. He has had a far more success with college football than I have.
Chiefs, Bills. Taking Buffalo for the regular season game?
Yeah, I am going to take Buffalo. They have seemed to have the upper hand in the regular season, and then the Chiefs just kind of walk it back and crush them in the playoffs. So I think this is the perfect opportunity for exactly that.
So the streak ends at 15 tomorrow.
That's my guess, yes.
All right, well, looking forward to you and Fitzy getting after it.
Disrespect, everybody took SMU. I'm going to tweet this.
BC coming up at 3, and then Tennessee, Georgia on the air tonight, but don't go anywhere. It's Fitzy and Shime on the way next. Curtis, see you Monday.
See you, Kenny. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.